Tauro Hanui Cook is kindly with us, Group Controller at West Coast Civil Defence. There's heavy rain warnings in place for southern Westland Lake and river headwaters in Otago, Canterbury and northern Fiordland. Tauro is kindly with us to give us an update on how things are faring down into Waipona. Te tuhine, kia ora. Thank you for joining us on the program. Ko Dale tēnei, Tauro Hanui, kia ora.
Well, kia ora, Dale.
Thanks for joining us. How are things in your neck of the woods, sister? What's the story? Been a deluge overnight? Or bring us up to speed with what's going on there, please.
Yes, so we've had a little bit of rain in Te Waipounamu, most of it to Taiapotini in terms of Westland District. So as was forecast by the Met Service, the greater quantities of rain fell in our Franz Josef area and the Waiho River. We've had a total of 350 mils from around 11 a.m. yesterday through to 4:30 a.m. this morning. As forecast, the weather has eased off a little today, so anticipated rainfalls are between 50 to 24, 25 mils, which for the West Coast is something that we can contend with. However, once the lull period ends later on tonight, early hours tomorrow, we have the second band coming through with potential of another 350 to 400 mils in a saturated catchment.
Well, gee, if another 350 comes, we're talking 700 mils in a matter of days. Well, what's the initial issue there? I mean, getting the water away, is it bridges that are closed, roads closed? And also your West Coast Civil Defence. So I'm curious, Taroha, because we've seen marae being used in ways to accommodate workers and those who perhaps have to move out of their whare. And I guess from up here we're wondering whether or not there's a good relationship between Civil Defence and our Māori communities in on the West Coast. What's going on there?
Absolutely. So we have good relations with Makawhiua in terms of South Westland and Ngāti Waewae in terms of the Hokitika surrounds and further north in the regions. We have Arahura Marae and the Marae at Mahitahi, also known as Bruce Bay, available if needed to host people that are displaced. At the moment, we're fortunate in terms of people being aware of the West Coast that we do not have displaced people. Tourists have been accommodated either in motels, hotels they've booked in, or respective campsites. And overall, we have very good relations and support with the wider whānau in terms of Runanga through Ngāi Tahu. So excellent relations there. In terms of the situation at the moment, we do have road closures in place. So the road is closed from Fox Hill Glaciers through to Haast. We have power outages South Westland in terms of Haast, Hunter's Clearing, Jackson Bay. It could be a little while before that's restored. And NZTA are assessing the rest of the roads. But the main issue for us at the moment has been aware that the second band is coming through, making sure we have good preparedness in place to assist people's needs. And as such, our Emergency Operations Centre has been fully staffed since 7 a.m. this morning, and we'll have rotational staff through to 7 p.m. Friday. That's deemed to be the duration with the greatest impacts in terms of this event. And there are a number of us who have been on deck since around about 8 a.m. yesterday and through to the very early hours this morning.
You've got some connections to some places that have been taking a bit of a weather bomb there, sis. I see you went to, grew up in Wairoa, which we know got hammered by Gabrielle, and now this one's coming at you.
Yeah, absolutely. So my tāne and I were deployed to Hastings Emergency Coordinating Centre and helped with the response to Gabrielle. The desire had initially been to get back to Wairoa and help there at the Emergency Operating Centre, but because of the skill sets and knowledge we had basically for the entire East Coast in terms of Te Tai Rāwhiti, Hawke's Bay and Southern Hawke's Bay and Wairarapa and Tararua, then they say, no, you're going to Hastings. So we did our bit there, our mahi, and participated to the kaupapa, which was good. But it does mean that, unfortunately, we have plenty of experience down here in the West Coast and we are able to utilise that experience elsewhere in New Zealand.
Tēnā koe. Could you be a little more specific? Because I'm pleased to have a contact point here and it's a prominent one. with your mahi as the group controller of West Coast Civil Defence. What does that mean in a situation like this? Talk to us about your work in that role. What do you have to do and consider?
So as group controller, and this is for group controller anywhere in New Zealand, you have two levels. You have local controllers, and a local controller focuses on the response at the local level. So if I was local just for Westland District, I would be seen to the needs, response, strategies, processes for Westland alone. As group controller, I'm responsible for oversight for the whole of the West Coast. So that is from Karamea at the top of Buller and inland through Buller Gorge all the way down to Haast, Jackson's and Martin's Bay in terms of Westland and everything in between from the coast through to the divide in terms of the Alps. So it means having to liaise with the four authorities, the three district councils and the regional councils, and also being that overseeing liaison with emergency services and lifelines. And it is the group controller that becomes responsible for ensuring that resourcing is made available as required by impacted districts, determining what the needs are of other supporting emergency service agencies, and addressing priorities in terms of what issues need to be catered to first, and also in some cases who gets resourcing and who doesn't based on demand.
So what I'm picturing, Tauroha, is you've got some formal kaimahi that are always at the ready to respond to emergencies, but what we saw in Gabrielle was a lot of Joe Public as well, with diggers and the like, wanting to assist as they can. So you'd have quite an in-depth knowledge of the inventory and the connections and expertise available with you. How do you decide what needs to go where and who can help when?
So in terms of civil defence, the one message that we try very hard to get out to people is that civil defence isn't an army riding in white charges to come to your rescue. Civil defence kicks into the gear when everything else that is in play has become overwhelmed and then needs another line of management on top of that for resources. So in terms of an event like here, you may have FENS doing their requirements, St John, same with Lifelines, electricity companies, NZTA. They keep working to a point, but when they get overwhelmed, civil defence comes in because of the additional powers that under the Civil Defence Emergency Management Act, which can lead to requisitioning equipment, closure of roads, and of course moving towards the declaration as well. In terms of resourcing, spontaneous volunteers or those local community networks, whether it's in terms of companies with heavy lifting machinery or equipment, community groups or organisations, whānau and hapū have their own networks that they normally do on a day-to-day basis, they become extremely vital in any emergency response because it is always about community, that whanaunatanga, and knowing that people can work together to get jobs done until such time that the additional resource can come in to assist, not always to take over, but to assist and help bolster things up, or just to ensure that the right processes are in place.
Well, I salute the efforts of many who are in a state of preparedness to help if it's needed at the moment. The people of the West Coast, a hardy lot, sort of fearing for themselves under difficult situation, but we don't know what's going to happen in the next 24 hours. As mentioned, 350 mils have fallen between 11 a.m. Yesterday at 4:30, and the same could fall in the day ahead. But we're well geared up, and Tauroha Nui Cook is there to help as the group controller of West Coast Civil Defence. It's been neat having a cordial with you today, sister. Thanks very much, Tauroha.
Kia ora, and thank you for your time, and wish everyone well.
Tēnā koe, same from here to there. All the best to you too. 9:22, Pākehi Waha, current affairs from a Māori perspective.